One Wisconsin city wants to build a pipeline to the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Waukesha is 17 miles from Lake Michigan, and it has a radium problem in its groundwater supply. Radium occurs naturally, but it's a carcinogen. Dan Dukniak is the general manager of the Waukesha Water Utility. He says as the city's groundwater supply has been drawn down, it's made the high radium concentration worse.
And ultimately, the radium exceeded the federal drinking water standard, and we are now under a court order to come into compliance with that. And the means by which we are going to do that is to develop a new water supply.
The city wants to divert 10 million gallons a day from Lake Michigan, for starters, and close to 17 million gallons a day down the road. They'd treat the water and return it. But they can't have any water unless all 8 Great Lakes governors say it's okay. That's because of something called the Great Lakes Compact. The compact bans water diversions. But there are a few exceptions. Waukesha is in a county that straddles the Great Lakes Basin line, so it's allowed to ask for water. Mark Smith is the policy director with the National Wildlife Federation. He says the decision on Waukesha will set a precedent for other cities and counties that straddle the basin line.
I think the heart and soul of the compact is the prohibition on diversions. And the first one outside the gate, really, we have to get it right.
Smith's group opposes Waukesha's request. He says the city can do more before tapping into the Great Lakes. Peter Annan wrote a book about all this. It's called The Great Lakes Water Wars. He also co-directs a freshwater research center at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Rebecca.
The city of Waukesha and the Wisconsin DNR have been working on this application for years now. What do you make of it?
Well, I think we're at this historic turning point in the history of the Great Lakes Compact, and that this is the first straddling county application for a water diversion since the compact was adopted by Congress and signed by the President in 2008. So we're really into a new zone here in water management in the Great Lakes region. And what we heard earlier this month is that the Wisconsin DNR has agreed that the application is strong enough at least to pass on to the other 7 Great Lakes states for their review, which means we're going to hear a lot about Waukesha over the next 6 months.
How many other communities might want Great Lakes water?
Yeah, so in one thing that's not completely clear, I think, to a lot of people is that under the Great Lakes Compact, and this was the big change, if you aren't a straddling community or you're not a straddling county exception, you can't ask for Great Lakes water. And the Alliance for the Great Lakes, an environmental organization in Chicago, did a report in 2013 projecting how many potential future water applicants there could be. And they came up with about 8 or 9, stretching roughly from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, down to Fort Wayne, Indiana, that could be potential water applicants in the future, Fort Wayne being the largest community, a couple 100,000, I think, is the population there.
So now the Great Lakes governors will consider the application, and if just one governor says no, this whole thing is scrapped, how long will this decision take, do you think?
Yeah, I think people are saying, you know, several months, that there's probably by May or June is when we'll probably have a decision. But, you know, it's the first time we've been through this with a straddling county exception, so we don't really know, but the guessing is, late spring, early summer.
Peter Annan is the author of the book, The Great Lakes Water Wars. Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.